A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Today, Brachas Chaf Vav, 26a, pagination 51, we have the privilege of starting the new Perek, and we'll be dealing with the Tefilos, Shachris, Mincha, and Mayriv, the proper times, and what happens if you missed a Tefilah. So we begin the last third of the page by the new Perek. Tefilas HaShachar at Chatzos, the first opinion says that Shachris can be done until midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adalud shows the way we paskin until 4 hours of the day. Zman Kriyashma is 3 hours into the day, and Zman Tefillah is 4 hours into the day. Tefilas HaMincha ad HaErev. Tefilas of Mincha is until Shkiyah, until sunset. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag HaMincha, until half of the smaller Mincha. Mincha Ketana is the last 2.5 hours of the day, and therefore half of that is 1.25 hours before Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the time for Mincha, and after that you're allowed to daven Mayriv. We rely on that opinion sometimes, for example, Erev Shabbos, when we daven early, so preferably a person should daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and daven Mayriv after Plag HaMincha. And when you do that, you're following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara says is a legitimate opinion. Tefillah so'erev, the tefillah of night, ein lo keva, no specific time, you do it at night. V'sham musafim kol hayom, and musaf tefillah is the entire day. Let's turn the page, top of the Amud, and we'll have a case here of what we call Tashlumin, where a person wants to make up a tefillah that they missed. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, which we skipped, mentions that a case of the Pasuk in Koheles, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'chesron lo yuchal lehimanos, is a person who missed Shema or tefillah. And the Gemara explains, Shebitel b'mezid, if you missed tefillah purposely. But if you missed tefillah by mistake, so then there's a case of tashlumin. That Gemara is very important. Basic logic, a person should always be aware, you miss certain types of mitzvahs, they're irreplaceable. There will never be another today. And today has to be used properly to the max. But in the case of tefillah, there is a concept called tashlumin. If the person missed by mistake, then the next tefillah, he davens the tefillah of the proper time first, and then he's allowed to piggyback the previous tefillah onto that one. Starting from the top of Amud Beis, page 52, Tanu Rabbanan, Tov lo espalo mincha, if a person forgot mincha, be'erev Shabbos, and it was Erev Shabbos, Mispalo Belil Shabbos Shtayim. So Friday night, when you're davening Mayriv, you daven two Mayrivs. The first one is going to be the Mayriv of Shabbos, and the second is going to be Tashlumin, replacement for Mincha, which you missed. Now what's very interesting about this case is that we're jumping straight into a very sophisticated case in which the tashlumin tefillah will not be the same type as the one you missed. You're going to be replacing a missed tefillah, but the text of your tefillah is going to be Shabbos, because right now when you're davening, it is Shabbos. And therefore, you're replacing a old Shmona Esrei, so to speak, but the text of your Shmona Esrei is going to be according to the current Shmona Esrei type, which is Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Tavlo espalo mincha b'Shabbos, if a person forgot mincha on Shabbos, mispalo b'motzai Shabbos, shtayim, shelchol. You're going to daven two Shmona Esreis on Motzai Shabbos, and they're going to be weekday tefillos, because even though you're trying to replace Shabbos mincha tefillah, but right now it's not Shabbos, and therefore the type of tefillah that you're going to say is going to be the weekday tefillah. The Gemara continues and says, Mavdil Borishona. In this case, where you're davening two Shmona Esreis on Matzai Shabbos, you're going to say Havdalah in the first one. In Atachonin, you're going to say the addition representing Havdalah. That's going to be in the first Shmona Esrei, as we mentioned, because the first Shmona Esrei is your regular tefillah, and then you're going to piggyback onto it the replacement tefillah. Ve'ena mavdo b'shniya. And in the second Shmona Esrei, you should not say Havdalah. Says the Gemara, v'im hivdil b'shniya v'lo hivdil barishona. If you said Havdalah in the second Shmona Esrei, and you did not say Havdalah in the first one, Shiniya also lo rishona lo also lo. The second one is going to work as the current, and the first one, which you said without Havdalah, is not going to work. The Gemara asks, does that mean that forgetting Havdalah ruins a Shmona Esrei? We know the Halacha is not like that. We know the Halacha is that if you forgot Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, you still going to say it on the coast, you're going to say a regular Havdalah, it doesn't ruin your Shmona Esrei. And after the Gemara's discussion, Tosfos explains that the reason that if you did not say Havdalah in the first Shmona Esrei, and you did say it in the second Shmona Esrei, the first one's no good, and the second one is the one that stands, and you did not do your replacement, Tosfos explains, because what the guy is clearly doing is attempting to do the replacement one first, so he did not do Havdalah in that one, and then he's trying to do the current one second, and that's why he said Havdalah in the second one. So if he's doing this consciously, intentionally, with forethought, so then he's doing it in the wrong order. And we learned that first you have to do the current tefillah, which he's clearly considering the second tefillah to be his current, because that's when he said the Havdalah. And the first tefillah is no good, because you can't do piggyback before you do the current tefillah. Let's squeeze in a drop more of Gemara. The Gemara introduces the reason for three tefillos a day, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, dropping down about five lines, six lines, at the end of a line, Itmar. It's about 12 lines from the top of the Amud, Itmar. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Omar, Tefilos Avos Tiknon. The Tefilos were legislated, they were originally instated by the Avos, by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Shachris, Yitzchak is Mincha, and Yaakov is Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Tefilos keneged temidim tiknum, the tefilos were opposite, to correspond to the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. You had the tamid shel shacha, you had the tamid shel beinu arbayim, and then you had the evarim that were brought at night, and that's how we have Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. The Gemara explains, Tanya Kavasei, that we have Brisa that supports each. And as the final synopsis of the Gemara, it would seem to say that the Avos indeed legislated the Tfilos as existing, but they did not obligate people to do it, but the Temidim, the Karbanos, created a need for Tefillah in those time slots, and then it was actually legislated and codified that we should daven Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, so that actually one can understand both of them as impacting our perspective of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.